This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Let me clear my throat. Glad that you are hanging out. It's been a really interesting week for me, and ordinarily I would have done this podcast, this particular podcast, a little earlier, but I wanted to make sure that I was doing it and the test results came back properly, and they did. So I can do this episode without that like weighing on top of my head. As you may know, and for those of you who don't, I have Crohn's disease. And Crohn's disease is a really wicked little bugger. Basically, what happens is autoimmune disorder. And basically, what happens is your immune system attacks your digestive system. So I got diagnosed when I was 16 years old. And that kind of started a lifetime of trying to manage my Crohn's. I've had it way better than most people with Crohn's. I've been very lucky. I've also had two surgeries. And the good news for me is the last surgery that I had was in 2012, and it was only supposed to last me until 2017. They are saying 5 years from now, you'll probably need surgery again. The fact that I've gone more than double that amount of time and I don't need surgery again is really, really good. Really good. It, for my mental health too, because I tell you, I was sweating. It was like a ticking time bomb for me. And I was like, 2017, oh no. And then everything ended up being fine. I've taken a bunch of different medications from the time I was 16 to help deal with Crohn's. And most of them have been effective, but they come at a cost. Like, there are side effects. I won't go into too many of them, but just know that some of the drugs that I was on, while I wasn't in chemotherapy, because I didn't have cancer, they are chemotherapeutic drugs. And that weakens your immune system. So, you know, you're more susceptible to things. And when COVID came around, that was a really scary time because of it. Now, they're still doing studies on this, but my GI doctor said that his theory is the reason that I did okay even when I got COVID, and it was far beyond the time of like vaccines and stuff for it. The first time I got it, at least diagnosed with it, because I do feel like I had it when I was in the Super Bowl in Miami before America really even knew what COVID was, but I digress. He thought that because my immune system on the medication was fairly regulated, even though it was a little bit weaker, that I was able to cope with it like someone who doesn't have an autoimmune disorder. It's a lot. And sometimes I come to the podcast, it acts as a therapist for me. I get to talk about things, and some of the stuff that I like to talk about is this. And I always want folks who are maybe apprehensive about getting tested for colon cancer, if they think they have it, like, I want to be very clear. You shouldn't just be like, I got to go get screened right now. Like, I don't want you to do that. But if you're having any sort of gastrointestinal issues, you should go see a gastrointestinal doctor. And then maybe they'll say we should go take a look at what's going on. Most people don't need this procedure done until they're in their late 40s. I believe the recommendation is 45. If you're perfectly healthy, and obviously if you're having some sort of issue, then you should see your doctor, and then that doctor should send you to a gastro, and you should go through a battery of non-invasive stuff before you do the invasive stuff. But I'm here to tell you that the invasive stuff is not that bad. I've gone through it so many times. I basically have had a colonoscopy every year since I was, 19 or so, maybe 20. So I'm an old pro at this by now. And I've seen the technology change. I've seen the ways that we clear people out. Like, that has changed. Clearing out meaning how you get your intestinal tract clean enough so that they can go in there and see what's going on. And that to me is the worst part. The exam itself is nothing. The worst part is getting yourself ready for it. I look forward to it every year. I say this all the time. As someone that's never done drugs, I haven't even smoked weed. Someone who's never done drugs, I always look forward to that high. It's the only time I get high in a year. And I now, with the way that they do this, it used to be that you would get like Versed and Demerol, and that shit was crazy. And now they just kind of put you out, and then you wake up and you're like, when are we doing this? And they're like, it's been over for 30 minutes. And that's what happened to me again this year. But the thing that I think is important is I know that it seems scary, and it's like invasive in a way that people are super uncomfortable with. And I get that. But if you are in the strike zone for needing a test like this, I just want you to know, like, it's not bad. Like, it's not that hard. You can do it. If I can do it, then anybody can do it. And most of you all aren't even dealing with Crohn's or IBS or diverticulitis or anything like that. I want to try and take like some of the mystery out of it so that folks can go into it like clear eyed and say, oh, this is a really good test. And the thing that, here's what I love, and Big Colonoscopy is not paying me for this podcast. Oh, they should. I don't even know if there is Big Colonoscopy. The thing I like about this test more than other tests is the pragmatism of it. It is both there to help diagnose stuff, but it's also preventative. So they have the little camera, and the little camera has a little scraper guy on it. Like, you know the game that you play when you go to the bowling alley or whatever? The claw thing, like, it's got one of those. So let's say that there's something in there that doesn't look quite right. Like, if you have a polyp that doesn't look quite right, the doctor can take that polyp out. Like, that's all part of the exam. Like, instead of doing like a big old surgery, they can take it out and they can be like, all right, well, maybe that was precancerous, or maybe it just was shaped weird, but it's now out of your body.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So you're getting preventative care and you're getting diagnostic care. That's why to me the colonoscopy is a quality exam that you shouldn't be afraid of. Sometimes some of the issues that you're having, like from a gastrointestinal standpoint, are just diet and can be fixed with a little bit of diet and a little bit of exercise. I've been really happy that what I've been doing over the last couple of months, which for me, this isn't an endorsement. This is just what's working for me now, and that could change. I'm doing a little bit more intermittent fasting, and that's helped because my body is not actively digesting food like all the time. So that's helped, along with changing the routine. Like my workout routines are not as intense. Stress is a trigger for my Crohn's. So it's not as intense workout that I'm doing, and I'm seeing really good results. And that could change 6 months from now. 6 months from now, I could be like, guys, I'm ready to run a marathon. And that's helping me like digest food better and not have any flare-ups. Like when I get really sick, like I get these flare-ups and you kind of just don't want to move. I've been lucky. I haven't had to deal with a lot of those since my last surgery. I haven't had to deal with a lot of that. So I'm very lucky. But you don't have to be scared of it. You can, and I get that it might be a little scary because of the invasive nature of it, but do it. If you're in the strike zone, if you're 45 or older, you haven't had it done, or if you are having issues from a digestive standpoint, you know, talk with your doctor, have your doctor send you to a gastro and see if you need it. That's pretty much it. This was just a PSA. And I can tell you, I had a couple polyps. That's not that weird of a thing. My polyps were biopsied and it came back clean. No problems. And this new drug that I'm on, I don't want to mention it because I don't, they're definitely not paying me. Although again, they should. But this new drug that I'm on that I switched to over the last year has been beneficial for me. Everyone is kind of on their own journey. Like, and it's almost like you're doing like mixology of, well, this much diet is a big role in it, and this much exercise and this much meditation and this much pharmaceutical. Everyone kind of has to figure out their own cocktail to make it easier for them. But it's been better. And there were elements. My last colonoscopy last year was very scary. And it was scary not because I was cancer free. You know, they'd taken polyps last year and I didn't have any cancer. But my Crohn's had progressed in such a way that it was starting to get like, hey, we might have to do surgery again. I was having so much inflammation. I look heavier than I actually am because a lot of times I'm bloated. And that's because my intestinal wall is like pushing up against my skin. And it can be rather painful, but you learn to like live with it. Before I had this surgery in 2012, like I proudly say now that I'm 5'9". Because before I had my surgery, I was walking hunched over. Because that was the most comfortable thing for me of what was going on with my stomach. And after I had that surgery and I came back, like they measured me and I was taller. I was barely 5'9". Like I was 5'9.02" or something like that. And they were like, we don't understand. And then my doctor kind of was like, yeah, you've been standing hunched over forever. And now you're not. So I'm going to take all of that 5'9", all of it. So go get checked if you're in the strike zone. And everything's cool with your boy. So I just wanted to share that. No cancer. A reduction in my Crohn's itself because of diet, exercise, and pharmaceutical. And I'm here to spread the word, man. Don't let it scare you. People talk about it like it's really scary. It's not that scary. And as I said before, if I can do it, then you can do it. I take any good thoughts that people want to pass my way, but I'm doing all right. So I would say pass those good thoughts on to other people, even yourself. And know that if you're going through any of this stuff and I can be helpful, houseofLpodcast@gmail.com. Even if you just need to talk to someone who's been through a bunch of this shit, figuratively and literally. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.